the browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to KSL and the browsers. Amy Iverson and Jay McFarland here with you. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. And may I begin this half hour
drone news
with some drone news.
Oh, it's all drone news.
There is drone news and it's drone news I'm not quite sure how I feel about.
It's a new world. We're not sure how to handle drones.
One of the things we talk about with drones is, can you imagine the day when you order something on Amazon and it is delivered to you within minutes?
And it drops from the sky.
But
like
what
manna.
We hear every time, really, is that if that happens, your next door neighbor will see said drone coming towards you with your bath soap that you
yes.
desperately need, grab his gun and shoot it from the sky.
Or like one of those grappling hook gizmos, you know, that
mm-hmm.
you can shoot.
The Batman.
Or the lasso, right?
And just grab it.
Yeah.
So maybe you are that man. Maybe you are that man who claims you will grab your gun or grappling hook or lasso and grab the drone out of the sky. You don't want a drone flying in your airspace above your home.
Yeah, because it's mine. I own it.
Who does own it?
Yeah.
That is the new question. And it's something that a new company aims to decide. NoFlyZone.org. NoFlyZone.org is going to let you go on its website and establish a no-fly zone over your property, or really over any property, it sounds like.
Yeah. Now, what the legalities of this are, we don't really know. They're kind of asking drone operators to voluntarily join this situation. So we wanted to get that information. We spoke with Ben Marcus. He is the CEO of the NoFlyZone.org. He points out that drones have many useful purposes, cinematography, law enforcement, package delivery, Amy Iverson. But there are serious privacy issues that need to be resolved, and that is where his NoFlyZone.org comes into play.
So what we've done is we've built a coalition of drone companies that respect individual privacy and that want to take a leadership position on these issues and are voluntarily agreeing to remain clear of private property airspace when requested by the property owner.
Now, remember, these drone companies already do this for government,
yes.
some government organizations.
They're supposed to have geofenced the White House.
Right.
Oops, they forgot. Now, he points out this Reuters survey that we shared last week. 73% of the American people want more drone regulation.
Drone haters.
42% think private drone ownership is a bad idea.
Drone haters.
Freedom haters. That's what I say.
Joy haters.
So before too much regulation is forced on them, he wants them to regulate themselves.
The privacy issue is here now, and we really need to solve it. We have the technology to solve it. A lot of these drones already have geo-fenced areas around airports. These are areas that the drone physically will not fly into. So we're applying that same existing technology to personal private properties to try to solve the privacy issue.
So he said they see these voluntary airspace restrictions like the rating systems for movies or video games. They let the public know what they can expect from the drone community.
There are no specific government regulations about drones and privacy. There are general privacy laws like peeping Tom laws and so forth that apply to drones just like they do any technology, and that's good. But we're trying to use technology and be ahead of regulation to make sure that this industry can do its best to take care of people's concerns so that this industry can grow in a real sustainable way.
Okay. I'm with him on this.
Okay.
This has been my argument all along, that if we could just have responsible droning,
yeah.
there would be no need for regulation.
Yeah.
But then you have dorks like the man who flew his drone onto the White House property while drunk and ruins it for everyone. So I'm with Marcus and the no-fly zone here, that if we can just be smart when we drone, there will be no need for regulation.
It'll never work because there are dorks. To use your word.
It's the only one that was appropriate.
He said they plan on providing more than privacy protection. It will give you the option to personalize your drone preferences over your property.
In the future, in the very near future, in fact, we're going to be offering customized airspace access preferences. So you may block your property altogether today, but in a couple months, you'll be able to set preferences like, I don't want camera drones, but I am willing to accept packages by drone. Or there's certain days of the week or certain times of day that I would like drones, but not others.
Like on Thursdays. I think Thursdays.
That's when my box delivery
and drones,
coming.
That seems to go together.
But here's
but
the
not
problem.
On Friday. Don't drone on Friday.
I think this was TechCrunch who tried it out. And you go in and you register your address, but you don't have to provide any proof that you own that property. So maybe I just don't want my neighbor to get the drone deliveries. I put no-fly zone on their property.
Yeah, I'm the grumpy neighbor, and I don't want them around the park.
Now, it will only allow you one address per registration. But if you're one of those people who has 50 emails, you go on and no-fly zone your whole neighborhood.
This texter asks a great question. We've answered it before, but it keeps coming up. What is it about drones that people are afraid of? RC airplanes have been around for decades, and they're essentially the same thing. No, no, they're not the same thing. The reason that these are so different is because they are so easy to fly. RC planes, anyone who knows about RC planes and the helicopters of the past, they are not easy to fly. And if you're going to invest the amount of time and effort and money, you're a little bit more careful. Now, when they're so easy to fly, and they're becoming so inexpensive, suddenly anybody wants to get a drone and fly them. And that's the problem. So they're going to become much more prevalent.
And the capabilities, I think, are much more than in the past with cameras on all of them.
Yes. So less expensive, easier to fly. It means people that were never interested in the RC world are interested in the drone world. So it's becoming a bigger issue.
The busiest store I went to in the week after Christmas...
The drone store?
The hobby store. All the droners were there.
Is that what we're going to call them? We need a name.
I feel like that's not a good name. We'll think
the
of a
droners.
Yeah.
That or dorks. Those are the two Amy offered up this segment.
Droney dorkers.
The browsers.